And now an alternative voice, a different voice, certainly than we're familiar to hearing, analyzing the situation in Afghanistan. Dr. Roshanak Wardock is a member of parliament in Afghanistan. She's been testifying in front of Congress in the middle of a presidential election campaign in Afghanistan. She joins us now from Washington, D.C. Doctor, thanks for being with us. And remind us what the issue is, in your view, for women and civilians and the people who are most threatened in Afghanistan in this presidential campaign, if you would.
Thank you very much from you that you give time to me to speak with you. The main issue of participation of these women and the other civilians in election is still under debate in the parliament with us, that still in our 16 provinces there is lack of security, and some districts are under control of Taliban, and Taliban always continuously treat these people to don't participate in the election. So it will be not possible to done election general in all over Afghanistan. Maybe most of the nation, especially women, they will left from election. They will miss their right to vote for anybody.
So most people who are maybe most in need will not be benefiting from this election because of the security situation. Well, then, do you need, Dr. Roshanak Wardock, do you need leadership from the United States going forward, or is there someone within Afghanistan that you have confidence can bring these reforms before we go?
Of course, still we have 2 months for election, and President Obama, he promised us that he will send more troops, but in general we have enough troops in Afghanistan, and if we use them for those cities and for those provinces which there is lack of security, and we especially create more posts, police posts or military forces, posts from our own national police or own national military to guard these areas of voting. It will be more easy for us to go, for the nation to go to the polling stations and give their votes.
Well, preserving the security of the country to allow democracy to emerge, it sounds as though you're speaking the words of David Petraeus. That's definitely his mission in Afghanistan right now. I hope people on Capitol Hill are paying close attention to you. Dr. Roshanak Wardock, thanks so much for being a part of the program this morning.
Thank you very much from you also.
Dr. Wardock is a member of parliament in Afghanistan trying to convince lawmakers on Capitol Hill of the need for security in Afghanistan.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.